Joined now by a very special guest, Michaela Werner, who is attempting something incredible, a world record, in fact, and it's all for a good cause, and she joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Michaela. How are you?
Good morning. I'm feeling awesome. How are you?
Oh, fantastic indeed.
We are great. Thank you.
Now tell us, what's this world record you're going to try and break?
I'm actually setting it because no woman has ever done it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's 125-meter leap underwater swimming for 1 hour.
Wow. Okay, so how many of these laps do you have to do before you can come up and breathe?
I have to breathe every lap.
Oh, right. Okay.
Not very long. Only about 10 to 12 seconds.
What, you do like one full lap underwater, get up, breathe quickly, and then rinse and repeat for the duration of the hour? Is that correct?
That's right, yes.
Right, okay.
Now, it's all for a good cause. What are you raising money for here?
I'm raising money for Take 3 for the Sea because as a free diver, I've seen, you know, lots of pollution out in the ocean, and I believe that all of us can do a little bit to help the situation.
Okay, so obviously for a good cause, it's going to be a big event on Friday happening in Charlestown near where I am. I want to know, though, what kind of preparation have you been doing, Michaela? You've been taking like extra long baths, holding your breath underwater. What kind of training has gone to a world record like this?
Yeah, so I've been specifically training for this for 6 months, but mm-hmm. I've been freediving for, you know, like nearly 15 years.
Wow.
And specifically training for this, I've been doing lots and like thousands of laps underwater, basically, and also lots of strength training on land, ice baths, and, you know, holding my breath, running the sand dunes and things like that. So yeah, it's been fun.
So do you do this like as a party trick, how long you can hold your breath for?
Yeah, well, I can hold my breath for 6 minutes, but not at a party, I can tell you that.
That's funny.
6 minutes, that seems so impressive.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of work for you over that hour. And, you know, lots of training's going into this. You're in tip-top shape. What are you looking forward to when you finish this hour? It's all done. You've raised all the money. A little cheat meal after all your hard work. What are you looking forward to?
Just the relief, you know, that it's been done and celebrating with the closest people to me, you know, people who've been part of this journey, who mm-hmm. trained with me, my family, my kids.
Yeah.
Everyone will be here. So hopefully it'll inspire them to just see, look, you can even do a world record if you really set your mind to it, you're stubborn enough and you feel this power. It's an amazing feeling, you know.
Stubborn enough is a great adjective to describe it. Is it going to be open for the public to watch at Charlestown Pool?
Yes, anybody can come and have a look. Even if you can't make it for the full hour, you know, you can just come for a little bit or towards the end or whatever, you know. So it's for an hour, 10:30 to 11:30. Anyone can come and watch.
That's fantastic. And I see you're aiming to raise $10,000 on the day, already up around $1,500. So we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, guys.
Well, New FM is behind you. Newcastle is behind you. Go get it.
Thank you. I'll do my best.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Michaela.
Have a lovely
Thanks,
day.
Guys.
See ya.
Bye.